ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't going to be sharing.
Oh, no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Cuthart and Reader. Good morning, Reader.
Good morning. I had to think about it for a second.
It's 5:38 in the morning. I'm still waking up. But we got a lot of stuff planned today, actually, that we want you to know about. Of course, it's a weekday. That means our Fly Me to the Stones contest, Cue to Text, will play at 8:20 in the morning.
That's also Friday, so that means we're rushing headlong into the weekend.
Yeah, That's My Jam will be happening today. I'll be playing you some songs
I
grew up with.
See if you can stump me, which is very possible.
We'll see. We'll also be chatting. We'll have an interview at about 8:10 this morning talking about the Learn to Run clinics.
That's right.
And one thing that we want you to get involved with later this morning, we'll be talking about songs from your childhood TV shows.
Indeed.
So make sure to keep on listening to Fox FM or just stream us at foxfmonline.ca and the app.
It might be time for Reader to invest in a new couch.
Too many naps have given it a permanent sag.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It has been a long time since Austin Powers came out, and there might be a fourth?
Yeah. Apparently, Mike Myers has been teasing the possibility of making a fourth Austin Powers movie.
Please.
Oh, Goldmember was the last one to come out back in 2002. That was with Beyonce was in that one. And,
I liked number two.
That was my favorite.
Number two is like really good. I can't remember if I've seen number three, so.
Okay. Even saying number two. All right, number two.
It's just that
Dr. Evil's right hand man, number two.
That's what I think about when I think Austin Powers. But speaking with Entertainment Tonight, he said that there were absolutely more stories to be told in the Austin Powers universe, but he said, I can neither confirm nor deny the existence or non-existence of such a project.
Yeah, he's been pretty coy about it, for sure. But, I mean, there's been rumors about a fourth Austin Powers movie for years. Back in 2022, he gave the same answer. In 2019, he said, any sequel that would happen would likely be from Dr. Evil's point of view.
Oh, man. And even back in 2018, Mike said that the possibility of a fourth project was looking good. So, I don't know, like, he's been teasing this rumor for years and years and years.
I always think that it would be good, especially Mike Myers being Canadian, I would think that it would be a natural for him to do a fourth Austin Powers movie, but set it in Canada.
Oh, yo!
And you know, working with a love interest from, like, I don't know, CSIS, like the Canadian spy agency or something, to stop Dr. Evil as he tries to, I don't know, take over something in the north, in the Arctic or something.
Where can we get a hold of Mike Myers
and
pitch this idea to him?
If you see Fox FM's Eddie Q lying down on the ground, don't worry. He's trying to fit in an app.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
You're listening to Fox FM. Just want to give you a quick reminder that Riders season game or single game tickets are now on sale. So if you want to catch some preseason games, or heck, even grab yourself some games for when the season starts, make sure to go to Riderville.com to grab yours.
Reader's an amateur screenwriter. It's a zombie horror romantic comedy mashup set in space.
No takers.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Happy Friday. The weekend's around the corner, but we're going to both be busy this weekend.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to be heading out to Swan River tomorrow night for the Swan Valley Sportfish Enhancement Banquet. That's always a fun night. I'm going to be there kind of emceeing, roving around, and getting everybody to come out and play the games and bid on the auctions and just have a great time, enjoy that meal. That's always a lot of fun. We had Dwayne White from the Swan Valley Sportfish Enhancement Group yesterday join us for the morning interview. You can catch that on our socials if you missed it. And I'm looking forward to that. It's always one of the more fun evenings of the year.
It seems like it's a blast whenever you go. I mean, it's games, it's prizes, it's an insane amount of fish to eat.
Oh, incredible meal.
Man, sounds like it's going to be a great time. So I know you're looking forward for that. I'm going to be tomorrow at St. Mary's football night in Saskatchewan's going on.
That's right.
So that's going to be pretty fun. We got Don Chesney's going to be a keynote speaker. And then Noah as well, he's going to be stopping by.
Noah's there, yes. Yeah. Langenberg's own just signed with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, old lineman. Going to be speaking with the crowd in attendance as well. That's always a very fun evening, too. If I wasn't heading to Swan River, I'd be at football night because the all that jazz, the big band, we always play during that kind of during the settling in hour as everyone. Everyone's coming in, and we always kind of provide the background music for that, so they'll be doing that.
100%. It's going to be a busy weekend. If you're going to either or, by the way, if you're going to football night in Saskatchewan tomorrow, or if you're going to be in the Swan River Curling Rink and you're going to be partaking in the banquet and supper, make sure to let us know how it goes when the weekend passes. Heck, even send us some photos and videos of you having fun there.
Yeah, and whatever you get up to this weekend, we hope you have a blast.
Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader. When the mic is off,
they almost exclusively talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
One thing we wanted to know were, what are some iconic songs from like your childhood TV shows that you still remember to this day?
Yeah, see, I got thinking about this the other night because I was puttering around on YouTube. And for whatever reason, there were some old songs from Sesame Street back in the glorious days of my youth, the 1980s.
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, it was back in the days before Elmo took over Sesame Street. And
it was a pure education channel.
Much more. And they used to have to do, you know, Canadian content for Sesame Street, yeah, as I'm sure they do for every country that Sesame Street airs in. But there were certain songs that just played during the show or little video segments and stuff that always stick in my mind, or you know, maybe you haven't thought about them forever, but suddenly you hear a song and it's right there.
So what are some songs that were from Sesame Street? Do you remember?
I'll play you one right now. This is one to teach us about money.
Oh, well. Our computer's not working.
Oh no!
Very strange. I got some songs though.
Let me try it again.
Yeah.
Quarter has a caramel and it's worth 25 cents.
I wonder if people remember that if they're listening right now.
Oh, I'm sure it's gonna trigger a few people.
There's a few songs I grew up with. I grew up with Blue's Clues, so if you grew up with that as well, you know this song.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
My sister and I used to sing that all the time.
Ah. Now I'm going to be singing that every time I check the mailbox.
Yeah.
Here's another one from Sesame Street back in the day.
Je t'aime
means I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Got some French education there.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool, very cool. One that I have as well, this is from SpongeBob, so everybody should know this song.
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere, anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea.
Oh, my goodness.
That song, it's the best.
And I got one more.
All right.
Sesame Street classic. And it's one of those songs where everybody's like, I swear they had this song on Sesame Street, but then you could never find it anywhere. I managed to dig it up on YouTube. It's something that is very near and dear to many of us, especially living here in East Central Saskatchewan.
Oh, the quality. Pierogi.
The pierogi song.
Oh my god.
Oh, and the person that posted this on YouTube actually has the video that went along with it.
Holy smokes.
The production line of the pierogies coming down. So good.
I got one more. This is from the show Animaniacs. It's a country song.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana.
It's like a 3.5 or 4 minute song because they list every single country in the world. It is nuts. But
I wonder how many takes it took them to do that one.
It's got
to
be crazy. But those are some of our childhood TV show songs. We want to know about ones that you remember.
Yeah, the songs that popped up in your favorite shows when you were a kid. Not necessarily the theme songs, but just songs that played in little segments or whatever that you just find yourself singing or humming once in a while.
Give us a call or a text, 306-783-3699, or you can comment down on our post on Facebook and on X. We were asking you about some songs, iconic songs from your childhood TV shows.
Yeah, the ones that sometimes just popped up in the shows. It makes you think of a certain scene or were kind of just a favorite tune. I mean, Simpsons had so many of them, from the Monorail song Who Needs the Quickie Mart to See My Vest and so many others.
Oh, yeah, I love those ones. We ended up getting a text saying the Logjammer's Waltz.
Yes, indeed. Technically, I guess it was the Log Driver's Waltz was what it was called. But yeah, we watched it in here and it's like, yes.
I didn't know, but this is what it is.
For he goes burning down and down like water.
It's catchy.
Will the
That's a really good song.
And a fun little animated short, those classic little National Film Board of Canada vignettes.
Yeah, absolutely, which is really cool. And then on top of that, we also ended up getting a phone call.
I started thinking of the ones that took me back to my childhood, and there's always one that sticks out to me. I don't know if you watched this show, but it was called The Littlest Hobo.
Yes!
And it had the best song ever written.
Maybe tomorrow I want to settle down. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and so sometimes I'll just start singing that song and people are like, did you just make that up? I'm like, no, it's about a dog.
Oh,
I love my dog.
It's the greatest dog ever. Hobo could do everything.
I remember just bawling my eyes out on some of those shows. So.
Yes.
I have to say, it brings back memories when I think about it. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love this topic for today.
Right on. Who are we talking to this morning?
My name is Rainey, and I'm actually from Manitoba, but I'm driving to Saskatchewan today and heading to Calgary.
Oh, nice.
Listening to all the local stations along the way.
Well, we certainly appreciate you listening to us. Thanks for calling in, and travel safe.
I will. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Goodbye.
Eddie, Q, and Reader have a simple request.
In a world where you can be anything, just be kind.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
You're listening to Fox FM. It's Eddie Q and Reader, and this morning we have Ross Fisher and Bernie Locke. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Ross. It seems like just, a couple of days ago you were in with us.
You know, you guys should have a chair here with my name on it or
we
something.
Should. We should
you guys.
Have one just set for you for when you come in. But we're talking something fun coming up, getting started actually next week as the Learn to Run clinics resume.
As long as I don't have to bring my umbrella, yes, we're starting May 7th.
Yes, of course, the charity road race coming up August 18th. And it's time to once again get into shape for anybody who's looking to, you know, I guess, get back into the swing of things for running or for newbies.
Yeah, it's a good way to start, and I'm getting excited. I always do every year. Hope, you know, to see how many new people come out and just get them started on a program and see how far they can go in the 2 months that we have classes.
And of course, I've done the Learn to Run clinics several times now, and it's a lot of fun. Like you say, you get to meet people and make some new friends and get yourself in shape and prepare for the road race. And you don't start us off sprinting right off the top.
No, of course, as you know, we don't. And some people think that's the idea behind the program. No, we do a lot of walking at the beginning, and we do some walking and 30-second jogs, and then we walk and we do 1-minute jogs. So it's not like we're going to, you know, hurt you the first 2 or 3 weeks. It's gradual.
Absolutely. Well, and it's not just that, but for those that might think a 10K is too intimidating, there's also a 5K as well that people can get involved with when it comes to learning to walk or run.
Yeah, I do the Learn to Run. I do the 0 to 5K clinics, and I have another couple of gentlemen that will be doing the 10K. You know, if you can do 5, they'll get you up to 10. So that's we have different coaches.
Very cool. And of course, this is all gearing towards the charity road race coming up this summer.
Yes, which is coming up August 8th. And it's also a walk, community walk, because we want everybody to come out and feel part of it. I think, as you know, though, Reader, what's remarkable about the Learn to Run clinics is you start out walking and then walking and jogging a little bit. But in 2 months, you're actually running 5K. Like as long as you are a bit consistent and you do something every week, it adds up remarkably quickly. And really, by the time you get to the road race, you could actually be running 10 kilometers if you wanted to.
The progress comes pretty quick, actually. Yeah, like you say, you know, when you first think, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And then by the time you get going and you're running, and then you actually run the 5K, and you're like, yes, I did this. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
See, like we have the program for the Tuesday and Thursdays, and there's also the program includes a Saturday walk or jog. And I encourage everybody that is in the programs to don't forget to do your Saturday schedule, because if you forget that, Tuesday comes around and you could be in trouble.
So. Yeah, absolutely. One thing, though, as well, is while, you know, the charity road race itself, you have to pay and register, the Learn to Run clinics are free, right?
Yes. The Learn to Run clinics are free with your registration into the road race.
Right.
So the road race itself costs $40, and that includes your T-shirt. And we ask that you have to register by about the middle of July, because we have to order the T-shirts and get them imprinted. And so we need time in order to get them here so that you can wear them during the road race. So, but yeah, so it's so the clinics are free. So you get to come out and meet some people and maybe bring your kids or some friends with you. So that's always fun. Actually, it's a remarkable reader. Like you'll know how many people actually do bring their kids or even bring kids in a stroller, because it's welcome. It's not a problem at all. So if you have kids and you're not sure what to do with them, don't let that slow you down. You can bring them with you.
It's all inclusive.
Debbie will be there on Tuesday and Thursday to take registrations. Like Russ said, it's $40. So she'll take the registrations and that gets that out of the way. And then all you have to do is concentrate on coming and following the program with me.
Perfect. And where can people go if they need to contact for more information?
Well, they can go online, thehealthfoundation.ca, or register online, or they can call us at, you know, the Health Foundation office, or just stop down to 41 Betts Avenue and pick up registration forms. And you might want to pick up a couple and see if you can talk a friend into coming with you. It's always fun to do something like this with somebody else.
Yeah.
And but we're always open. I think everybody knows the number. We've been saying it many, many times this week. So
it's starting to sound like Louis Armstrong here on the air. But yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to do the 5K again this year. I did the Learn to Run clinics last year, and then my brother had a surprise wedding the weekend of the road race, so I ended up not being able to do the road race. So I'm going to do it again this year.
Also, and if you are looking to see where to find information, our running club, the Yorkton Pacers Running Club, has information on the website there about the clinics. And so there's three or four different ways of finding out where it is and when it is and how to get involved. And bring your umbrella.
Bring, just in case.
So are you doing the clinics too there, Craig?
Oh, yeah. I'll come do the Learn to Runs for sure.
Awesome. Okay, good. We'll look forward to seeing you.
And they all start, again, the 7th of May. That's this Tuesday, and the charity road race August 18th. So let's get ready to run.
Thank you guys for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure, Eddie.
Reader likes to live dangerously. His milk is past its date,
but chocolate syrup will take care of that.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And now that's my jam.
On More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM.
Welcome to That's My Jam. Every week, one of us plays songs we grew up with. The other has to guess them.
That's right. And last week, I put you to the test.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's your turn to turn the tables on me.
I don't know how you'll do. I do know one of them guaranteed you will know.
Oh, see, when you say that, but that always scares me when you say that, because then I feel really dumb if I don't get it.
I'm putting the pressure on you. But don't forget, by the way, if you're listening right now, you can play along. So at the end of the game, make sure to text or call us with your answers as well. So, you ready to just kick it off with song number one?
I am ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, you're thinking of it. You're thinking of it.
It's Coldplay.
That is Coldplay. The title.
Violet Hill.
Violet Hill?
Yes, I had to think of what hill it was. Violet Hill. I knew it was something hill, and I couldn't remember what it was.
Was it Yellow Hill? No, it's yeah. Violet Hill.
Violet Hill.
Well, congrats. Right. You got 2 points. You got the name, the artist, and the song
Perfect.
Title. All right.
Okay.
Off to a great start. You got song number two?
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, my sister played the heck out of these guys.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's a catchy little tune.
It is.
I'm going to say My Chemical Romance.
Similar vein, but unfortunately not MCR. They're in that like metal emo type of phase.
Yeah. Attraction, maybe. I don't know.
Unfortunately
no,
not.
One I don't know. You got me there.
So 0 points on that one, sadly. And we're going to move on straight to number three. This is the one that I thought you were going to get 100%
okay,
on,
now
so.
I better get this.
All right.
Can you take me higher? Oh, Creed.
What's the song called?
Higher. Scott Stapp and Creed.
I was like, it's been a hot minute since I've heard this song.
It has been a while.
I loved it. So, well, there you go, man. You are, you got 2 out of 3 completely.
4 out of 6 points.
4 out of 6 points. You got the name and the artist of song number 1 and 3.
But you stumped me on number 2.
No, exactly. So we're going to put you to the test. If you know all 3 of the songs, give us a shout. Text or call 306-783-3699. Let us know what you did. I'm excited because in a couple of hours we get lunch here at the station. For me, it's technically breakfast. and we're getting food from Boston Pizza in Yorkton. Very excited to see what they bring us. They always do a fantastic job on their pizzas, so we're excited to see what they're going to do this time. They do have a really cool new menu that they're promoting. It's their Eat, Cheer, and Repeat Fuel Your Fandom. Lots of new different menu items, including what they're calling their Pizza of the Game. It's their new halftime square footer. They also have their brand new wing flight. Think of it as a beer flight, but it's chicken wings with new flavors as well. They have their Chipotle Chicken Quesadilla, Jalapeno Popper Dip, which looks amazing, Triple Play Appies, and brand new drinks, including Spiced Rum and Cherry Cola, as well as their Red Bull Berry Fish Bowl, which will keep you awake at night. So make sure to hit them up for their brand new menu, or just make sure to give them a shout if you ever need anything for your staff lunch or catering needs as well. To learn more, go to foxfmonline.ca and click on the Food for Work menu.
Reader's become a real chef now.
He's mastered onion rings and chicken balls in his fryer.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We're going to reveal the answers for That's My Jam on Fox FM. Now, you did get song number 1 and 3 correct.
Yes, number 1 was Coldplay, Violet Hill.
Yep.
Number 3, Creed, Higher.
You cannot not get that.
And you can't play that song without just launching into a bad Scott Stapp impression.
Yeah. Yep. And then song number 2, unfortunately, you did not guess, so I'll reveal the answer. Okay. Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh.
Backcountry. Yeah, it was one of their bigger songs besides like Hail to the King.
And you know, I've seen those guys play live.
Really?
Yeah, last time I saw Metallica back in 2017, it was them and Gojira open for Metallica in Edmonton.
Oh yeah, my sister overplayed the heck out of Avenged Sevenfold when I was younger, so now they're kind of ingrained in my head. But there we go, those are all the answers for That's My Jam on Fox FM.
When it comes to beard care, Eddie actually grooms his.
Reader's just too lazy to shave.
Fox FM.